Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Robert Moses, the Perdition Area Chamber of Commerce Director. And Bob, it's St. Paddy's Day coming up 1 week from today as we're talking here on this Monday morning, and we got the parade coming up this weekend.
It is. Believe it or not, Cody, this is our 40th year of celebrating St. Paddy's Day in Perdition. Started back in 1994. And as one of my favorite events, it lets people know that, you know, spring is right around the corner, but also it's a good time for people to come to Perdition and just spend the weekend. And historically, this is by far one of the busiest weekends I think our restaurants and our bars actually get a chance to be a part of.
And it looks like great weather.
Perfect weather. I'm glad it's not today or with the snow.
Yes.
But yeah, perfect weather, looking at 60s. As usual, I'm inviting everybody to come out, celebrate, just celebrate Perdition and 40 years of sustaining this great event.
Yeah, so of course it's, you know, a great day of celebration. The parade lineup starts at 9 a.m. on St. Ferrier Island. Is that just a basically whoever wants to be involved can come with their float and get ready to line up?
Yes, I will actually have a support down there helping people get lined up. We do start lining up at 9 a.m. and we will start right away at 10. Our parade will actually be led by our own St. Patrick, our local St. Patrick individual, and followed up by our Grand Marshal and our King and Queen.
Yeah, you'll have your Grand Marshal is John Forst and King is Mike Valley.
That is correct. The committee, we really had a lot of great nominations. But the two individuals that the committee selected, I think, represent our community and why we are such the great community that we are. Grand Marshal is John Forrest. He actually worked at the post office for 50 years, long-standing resident of Perdition. He will be leading the parade. And then our king this year is Mike Valley. And as everybody knows, after 45 years of having a sustainable business that was a huge tourism attraction for many, many people from all over. He decided to take his retirement. Now he's enjoying life. So when I asked him to be our king of the event, I told him he deserved it and he needed to have a good weekend. So
yeah, it should be a lot of fun to celebrate those two guys, the embodiment of Perdition in this area. Will be a fun celebration. So you'll be going up, rolling through Blackhawk Avenue. And then it's a great day. Bring your family, friends. There'll be businesses open that you'll be able to frequent as well and support them.
Yes, we are actually bringing Thomas Dillon back as our bagpiper. So I have several businesses that are sponsoring Thomas to come back to Perdition. He will be performing at several locations throughout the afternoon and evening, which always brings a little extra spice to the event. So we're looking forward to that as well. But I just want to encourage everybody to remember lineup is at 9. And we do want to stay on the path of we are heading right down Blackhawk Avenue, you know, and then we're going to just go over to Washington Street and then have everybody head back down to the island. I'd like to keep an even flow of traffic. I don't want anybody, you know, trying to, you know, skip out early.
Right.
Just safety is first. So let's make it a safe but a very memorable weekend.
Yeah, it should be a ton of fun there. Kickoff to hopefully a great spring here coming up.
I hope so, too.
All right. Thanks, Bob.